Chapter 24, Need of Repentance.
It is now high time that we repent. All the people of God should interest themselves in the work of doing good. They should unite heart and soul in earnest endeavor to uplift and enlighten their fellow men. They should put on the wedding garment that Christ has provided, that they may be prepared to work in His lines. They should not receive the grace of God in vain. With humble, devoted reverence, they should labor on the right hand and on the left, consecrating to God their entire service and all their capabilities. There must be an awakening among the people of God. The entire church is to be tested. The worldly wise man who meditates and plans, and whose business is ever in his mind, should seek to become wise in matters of eternal interest. If he would put forth as much energy to secure the heavenly treasure and the life which measures with the life of God as he does to secure worldly gain, what could he not accomplish? The unfaithful steward did not enrich himself with his master's goods. He merely wasted them. He let idleness take the place of sincere, wholehearted labor. He was unfaithful in the appropriation of his Lord's goods. Unfaithful steward, do you not see that you will lose your soul if you do not cooperate with God and make the most of your talents for the Master? Your mind was given that you might understand how to work. Your eyes were given that you might be keen to discern your God-given opportunities. Your ears are to listen for the commands of God. Your knees are to bow 3 times a day in heartfelt prayer. Your feet are to run in the way of God's commandments. Thought, effort, talent should be put into exercise, that you may be prepared to graduate from the school above and hear from the lips of one who has overcome all temptations in our behalf the words, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne." Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Revelation 3:21, Zechariah 3:7. If you do not cooperate with the Lord by giving yourself to him and doing his service, you will be judged unfit to be a subject of his pure heavenly kingdom.